Welcome back to Talking Anderson and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parsha's Balos starts off pretty positive, and then it takes a turn for the worse when we see a series of unfortunate events, or Peranios, as Chazal describe it. And we have one such incident in Parak Yud Aleph, where the Klal Yisrael, there's an Asaf Suf, they're known as the Misavim, they're Hisavu Ta'ava, they have some desires, and they start complaining that they want meat, and they reminisce about Zacharnu as a dog asher nochal Mitzrayim b'chinam. They remember the fish they would used to eat and vegetables they would used to have, and then they say in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Vav, V'ata nashenu yivesha ein kol, and now our souls are dry. There isn't anything. Bilti el haman einenu, only to the man are our eyes, meaning. Simply that right now we don't have anything except for the mun in our eyes. What does that phrase mean? So Rashi over here quotes famously the Midrash in Sifrei. Min right, mun b'shachar, mun b'erev. There's mun in the morning, mun in the evening, which would seem to say that their complaint was that things are just very boring. It's just the same meal every single day. And you know, you can kind of hear that a little bit. 365 days or 354 days a year, same breakfast, same brunch, I guess, and same dinner. So you can hear that a little bit. But actually, if you take a look at the Midrash inside in Sifrei, so this is actually according to the Shita that they could really taste whatever they wanted in it, and rather the problem was just what it looked like, that it tasted different each time, but it looked boring, right? It was all and kol bilti el haman inenu. It only looks like mun in our eyes, and that's why the Torah proceeds to explain haman kizra gadhu, like what it, you know, describing what it looked like, and that seems to be the classical understanding of this, that there's something that it's, you know, there's something boring about the mun. The simplest understanding, boring about it's about, you know, having the same food over and over, and within Chazal it's even more disturbing because it's just boring about how it looks. But even if the taste was something that was very exciting, and even if it was multiple tastes that were exciting, so that is that's Rashi, and you know, there's a lot of mussar to learn from that, and the proper way to view food and what its purpose really is. For sustenance and maybe even for taste, but to care so much about the details, really you should you know, have higher priorities than that. However, if you look at Targum Yonasan, you get a different story about what the problem is. So we take a look. Targum Yonasan says that. So he translates the pasuk as follows. It says v'chadun nafshana minagva leis kol. That we don't have anything. Midam elahein lemana anan mistakayin. Mistakayin means that we don't have anything except for this that we look towards. Kimiskein demodeg migisa midaya, like a miskein, like a poor person that you know looks towards a poor person who awaits like the dish from the hand of the person who's going to serve him, right? So they say that you know, I guess the Targum Yonasan seems to understand einenu, our eyes are looking at it, is that like we have these longing eyes that are looking towards the mun desperately, and then you could plug in the words of Rashi, even though it's not the Sifrei he's quoting, every morning and every evening, right? We need every day where we need food, and we look towards the heaven during that day, like a poor person desperate for you know, his next meal, doesn't know, so to speak, where his next meal is coming, though they do know where it's coming from. It's coming from the morning, but they don't have money in the bank, they don't have food in the pantry, and that was the concern here. So this is a very different understanding. It's not that they're complaining about the quality of the mun itself, whether the taste or its appearance, but rather they're complaining about the system overall of having to be like a poor person desperate for food every morning and living from even less than paycheck to paycheck, living from meal to meal or day to day on what the food coming in the morning. And that was like a psychological anguish and torture that they were complaining about, even though, of course, Hashem was consistent every single morning, but they didn't like the feeling of not having food in the bank. Now, this is a very different perspective We the next pasuk, Targum Yonasan, like puts a little bit of an introduction that's not in the pasuk itself. It says Chavel al ama demechal hon lechem shemayo misra'amin. Right. So it says, woe is, you know, chaval, woe is to this destruction to this nation that eats the bread of heaven and complains about it. And then Targum Yonasan proceeds to elaborate or elucidate the pasuk about describing what it looks like. But he says that, like, you know, chaval, this nation missed the point of what was going on here. So on the one hand, you can hear where they're coming from. You could hear that, you know, it's not so easy to have food rationed out like that. It's not so comfortable. Nevertheless, the lesson must be, at least at one level, that the quality of the mud should have outweighed the inconvenience. That even if it's day by day and you don't have money in the bank, but having such wonderful food, bread of heaven, lechem shemaya, right, lechem shemayim, lechem in a shemayim, and it's so that should be something that outweighs it, especially as Chazal say, if it, there are many different tastes in it, and there was no refuse from it, it was all healthy and all sustaining, and it was such a special food. Then even if it comes in you know, ration and day by day, it should still be worth it for you, and you should still not complain. That's one level, but I think really on a much deeper level, it's that the rationing of it itself, the yom biyomo, the day by day deliverance of it, is part of the beauty of it. The fact that you have food coming directly from Hashem and it's coming consistently, so that's an incredibly beautiful thing. That should be the best part of the month. That every single day you have an opportunity to go to the palace of the king, and sometimes he even comes to you. According to Chazal, he came to the tzaddikim and drop the man off by them. So that's an incredible, incredibly beautiful point, and that's what they're rejecting over here. The fact that they have to be tolerant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that their eyes are turned towards him and they have to rely on him consistently, that's the whole beauty of the man, and that's what they're rejecting. They're saying we'd rather just have regular food, you know, fish and vegetables we grow out of the ground, fish we catch in the river, you know, meat that we might have elsewhere. Not, we don't want this turning towards Hashem like a poor person and being dependent on him. And that's really what's so horrible about this chaval and this nation that missed the point. And, you know, it's a mashal. Imagine that, like, a father wants to support his son, and he makes a weekly visit to the son and to hand him a check. So he arranges, son, don't worry, I'm gonna support you and your wife for the next 10 years. Every day I want you to come to me on a Sunday, And just to say hi, and I'll give you a check. And then the son says, you know what? I do me a favor. I don't have to slip out every day. I don't want to see you every Sunday. Do me a favor. Just send it direct deposit right to my bank account. So it's missing the point. The whole point is a relationship with the father. The father wants to be in touch, and for him to just to reject his father and reject the relationship and only accept the deposit. So that is a perversion of this relationship. And in Yirat Hashem, we should try to not view things like this. Definitely not our relationships, and take our relationships for granted just because of the things we get out of them. But especially in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to want to be able to rely on him and to value our relationship with him as we connect to him through everything he gives us. Have a beautiful Shabbos.